The personal stories expressed in this series reflect the true experiences and opinions of the guests and may not represent the official position of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Elder M. Russell Ballard of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles has said,
"There is hope for the addicted, and this hope comes through the atonement of the Lord Jesus Christ and by humbling oneself before God, pleading to be freed of the bondage of addiction and offering our whole soul to Him in fervent prayer. Priesthood leaders can help as those who have addiction seek counsel from them. Where necessary, they can refer them to qualified licensed counselors and LDS family services. The addiction recovery program adapted from the original 12 Steps of Alcoholics Anonymous is readily available through LDS Family Services."
In this series, you will hear actual meetings discussing each of the gospel principles of addiction recovery and healing. Addiction recovery meetings have strict guidelines of confidentiality and anonymity. These podcasts may seem contradictory to such standards. All the participants in these meetings are active participants in the addiction recovery program and have willingly volunteered to participate. Their experiences are genuine and not fabricated. These recordings were created with the express purpose of providing a way for individuals who are isolated from recovery groups to participate, as well as provide an example to church leaders and members of a typical meeting. In this portion of the addiction recovery meeting, you will listen to one member share his or her own personal experience with Step 3 of the addiction recovery program.
Hi, I'm Karen. I'm a recovering drug addict.
Hi, Karen.
And I'm having trouble getting my thoughts together tonight for some reason. There's all this stuff going around, and so I'm going to do the best I can. But Step 3, as a couple of you mentioned, was extremely difficult for me when I went through the steps the first time. I couldn't really grasp what it meant to turn it over. I was in graduate school at the time and used to philosophizing with people all the time, and I have to have things very concrete and intellectual, and turning it over did not make any sense to me whatsoever because I couldn't see it. So I really struggled, and I remember almost a year being stuck on this step and going to meetings and asking people, what does that mean? I mean, how do you do that? What does it mean to turn it over? And I've kind of, through the years, come to kind of understand that a little better. For one thing, I know that turning it over is not necessarily a one-time event, for sure, but I do like how this is so focused on the word decide and decision, and that really stood out to me tonight as we were reading how decide to turn your will and your life over. Decide is a pretty strong action verb. It's not a passive thing at all. This is something we have to actually do. And I was kind of underlining in here, but just on this, even on this front page of Step 3, it says Step 3 is a decision step. We could make a decision to open ourselves to Him. Step 3 is an act of agency. It's the most important choice we ever made. Boyd K. Packer describes how a decision to yield our will to God, so forth. It's the decision to allow God. It's decision to allow Him to direct our lives, decide to act for ourselves. It's our own decision. This is all direct quotes from this first. I mean, that's this whole thing. I was talking about that, and I totally didn't get that until a couple years into it. But I think that there was one moment, like Sharon was saying, where there was that one moment, or maybe it was Lindsay, sorry, who said that you knew at that moment that it was time to change. And I did have a moment of surrender like that. And the decision to surrender it was a conscious decision. And it actually came to me when I was getting out of treatment for the second time and realizing that if I didn't change something, I would just end up back there over and over again, like I just had. And I remember praying and saying, okay, I'm done, you know. And to me, surrender is not a negative thing. If you think about a war, if you get to that point where you throw up the white flag and say, okay, I don't want to be killed at this point, and if I don't surrender, I'm going to be killed. And that's pretty much what it was like at that point for me. It's like, this thing's going to kill me unless I surrender and admit that I can't do this. I will lose this battle if I don't surrender. So I do remember when that happened. And even though trusting in God is a constant process, I do know that it was that moment when I could surrender and say, this is out of my hands and I need you to take it, that I was finally able to move past step three and go forward. So it's a really, really important step. It's a hard step, especially if during that time of using, your relationship with God may have suffered because of our choices or whatever, which it did for me. So it was hard for me to come back to God and say, I'm going to trust you with this, even though I walked away from you for the last several years or whatever, you know. So I definitely think it's a process, but one that's worth sticking to and until you can get it, because really we can't move on and can't succeed until we can surrender and give him everything we have. And I don't know if that makes any sense, but I am truly grateful that I don't have to have all the answers intellectually anymore. That's a major thing that's changed for me. And I may not know the answer to everything, but it's okay. I don't have to know everything. And I'm grateful to know that I don't have to direct my life and everything I do, that it's okay to be just a person on the stage and let him be the director, you know? So anyway, I'm grateful for the program and for the Lord's patience with me. And I say this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thanks, Karen.
The full episode for Step 3 of the Addiction Recovery Program is also available on the Mormon Channel.